For most of history, man has had to fight nature to survive. In this century, he is beginning to realize that, in order to survive, he must protect it. Jacques-Yves Cousteau. I often wonder if we are electing the best of people to look after our water sources and environment. The crisis of clinging to the lie. We can no longer afford to take nature for granted. We can no longer continue to exploit our finite resources as we see fit, to fulfill the gluttonous greed of economic development and dump our waste into the environment. The consequences are far too grim. In so many situations, we are so ignorant of the biological and physical world, yet we cling to the belief that we know what we're doing. The truth is, we have no idea. Everybody chases short-term wealth, even at the cost of destroying their long-term future. We must begin to live, grow and prosper as a partner with nature. We have to keep reminding ourselves that the sacred balance with Mother Earth is vital to our very existence. And we must continue to do our part to secure the lives of promise for those yet unborn. I am grateful and acknowledge the words of encouragement, the criticism and the confrontations that are directed to my views, for they provide and nourish my incentives to work even harder to the challenges of changing what is not right, knowing fully, there are none so blind as those who do not wish to see. I recognize that laws and regulations without enforcement and vigilance by authority are useless. I also recognize the continuing need for more, and even more regulations tend to rise proportionately as our moral and code of ethics decline. For, to have integrity, nothing else matters. To not have integrity, nothing else matters. John Fefchak. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.